Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Well, we heard from Sean Hackett on the grains and weather. Let's get his take on the livestock market now, particularly cattle. He was the featured analyst on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend.
We did a 60-year study on cattle, and every time that the herd rebuilding year starts, we have topped out in the third quarter of that year, which is coming up, and you tend to get a final surge when those animal feeding units are kept back. We had targets of 220 on August cattle, and we had targets of 320 on August feeder cattle. We kind of got to those levels, and it's my expectation that we are going to see the market once again top out in advance of the eventual increase in supply going ahead. I mean, that's just what history tells us to watch for. This could have been the final surge. We're advocating strong cattle equity preservation for cattle ranchers right now. We think this could be the best that you're going to see. Any time that you're taking money away from another spot, it hurts the ability to keep paying high prices for beef. And when consumer sentiment crashes like it's been doing, and we're now seeing the hog price, by the way, has gained on the cattle price since early April for the first time in years, meaning there's a shift, there's a final rotation in demand going. We're finally saying, you know what, I can't keep doing this on the beef protein. I'm going to go for the pork protein and start feeding my family that way. I see a big change there.
How about the feeder cattle business?
I mean, the background is what I've been hearing too. I just really feel that the economic situation and the supply-demand situation and the expectations that we have in the market right now have gotten to such an extreme. I mean, oftentimes hog prices and cattle prices are in parity. It's happened a lot. It's our bold expectation that within the next 2 years to three, hog prices and cattle prices are going to be the same price again. Mm. It's not just from hogs going up. It's going to be a combination of both, but we really feel we're going to go back to that price relationship. It went too far for too long and too wide of a spread.
Why did the hog market go up last week?
Well, I just think demand is improving. Supply is still kind of not showing up the way that we would expect it to. Slaughters are coming in shy. Weights are coming in shy. And I think we're getting this big switch over from high-protein beef to cheap-protein pork. And that trend of the hog demand and the hog price gaining on cattle is a trend that once it starts, it goes on for a considerable period of time. And this has nothing to do with any kind of trade deal that we might ultimately work out with China or anything else that might increase the demand for U.S. pork.
And finally, on oil.
That a lot of these wells are starting to peak and starting to roll over, meaning that we're drilling more and more, but we're not getting as much out of them as we used to. So we're sort of reaching what we call peak maximum production out of these wells. And if that is the long-term picture for U.S. production, then drill, baby, drill may not do much good. And that could really tighten up the market, especially with the unrest in the Middle East.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture today. See you tomorrow morning right here.